I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Abortion battles spread to state courthouses around the U.S., but what about the people behind the issue? Plus, millions of Ukrainians remain displaced after Russia's invasion. Hear about a special project from Keys for Kids that brings hope. Our first story, state courthouses have become the new battleground for abortion rights in the United States. Abortion supporters protest in state capitals and vow to challenge bans, while opponents push for more restrictions. In Michigan, home of Set Free Ministries, abortion supporters want the issue on the midterm election ballot. Set Free's Dean Vandermeer says abortion is more than a political or legal issue. It's a choice with emotional and spiritual consequence.
The killing of a child that God is knitting in her mother's womb is a sinful thing. It's wrong. Everyone knows that, but they don't want to acknowledge that.
God gives every person he creates the ability to choose. Some women don't regret choosing abortion, while others do.
When you're dealing with people who have done it, the anguish in them is real. The agony is real. The cries and the moans. There's actually a verse in Romans, the Holy Spirit will groan inwardly with words that cannot be expressed back to the Father. That's actually what you hear.
If you're burdened by guilt and shame, take heart. There's freedom in Christ. Connect with Set Free Ministries at our website.
This can be a forgiven thing. Proverbs 28:13 says, he who covers sin will not prosper. He who confesses and renounces will find God's mercy.
And pray for men and women making life or death decisions today. Meanwhile, the second annual International Religious Freedom Summit concludes today in the U.S. Capitol. While the talks highlighted rampant persecution in Nigeria, World Mission's Greg Kelly holds little hope for change.
I think a lot of this is just rhetoric, quite honestly, and unfortunately empty words.
National security and religious freedom are closely intertwined in Nigeria. Weak governance at the national level leaves Christians without any protection against persecution.
There's tremendous corruption at the highest levels of Nigeria. And this government is just turning a blind eye to the horrors in the northern part. The Islamic mobs, if you will, are acting, recognizing that there is not going to be consequences to their behavior.
In one northern state, officials tell citizens to arm themselves.
The Christians that over the last 20 years have largely been run out of northern Nigeria, literally hunted down by these Islamic groups.
But World Mission and its partners refuse to leave. They're making Christ known in some of the hardest to reach places.
Two of our centers have been attacked, but nobody is packing up their bags and moving out. As a matter of fact, they're recruiting more and more missionaries who are motivated to take the gospel of Jesus Christ where it's never been.
And roughly half of the Ukrainians who fled to another country when Russia invaded have now returned. But the number of people displaced by conflict inside Ukraine remains high at 6.2 million. Russia's war is now entering its fifth month, and uncertainty remains high. Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids Ministry says,
in any situation like this, when you have kids and teens, they're scared, depressed, they're wondering what's going to happen tomorrow. They just want to get back to normal.
God knew these kids would need hope. Before the pandemic, ministry partners helped Keys for Kids translate its youth devotionals into Ukrainian and Russian.
A year ago, we had Keys for Kids and Unlocked ready to go, but nobody could take them because of the pandemic and the lockdown. God saved those for such a time as this when the invasion took place. There was just a need for material for kids and teens. And so the devotionals that we had published quickly disappeared to churches and pastors.
Keys for Kids printed another 200,000 devotionals through a partner in Poland. Those rolled off the press just in time for summer camp season.
Many organizations want to put summer camps together for these refugee kids just to give some normalcy to their life.
Pray the Lord uses Keys for Kids devotionals to introduce entire families to Christ.
We would love to see a move of the Holy Spirit in the lives of these people and to see the hope that has been extinguished by war reignited by the Holy Spirit.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.